This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
You know, in years past, when I would speak on a university campus, I expected to encounter antagonism and a contemptuous attitude. Even though my advanced degrees were often superior to those of a hostile faculty and students, they would often be dismissive of my academic credentials. And that's what I came to expect. But that's not what liberals expected and are now facing on a regular basis. Jon Stewart, the former host of The Daily Show, recently reflected on how he was treated by the left. He was on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, and he suggested that the virus came from a lab leak in Wuhan, China. He was shocked at the blowback from his appearance and said it was equivalent to putting a Hillary for prison sign on his head. The condemnation, he said, was swift, immediate, and quite loud. Critics said that this liberal's liberal had aligned himself with the alt-right. Matt Taibbi has been a journalist with Rolling Stone and is the author of 10 books, four of which are New York Times bestsellers. But you wouldn't know that if you watched how Democrats treated him at the House Judiciary Committee hearing on free speech. One congresswoman, for example, called him a so-called journalist, while others pressed him to reveal his source of the Twitter files. Other Democrats accused him and Michael Schellenberger of wearing tinfoil hats and suggested they were only in it for the money. Both left-of-center journalists probably didn't know what hit them. Add these latest examples to many other stories of liberals being criticized and even vilified by the left. TV host Bill Maher, author J.K. Rowling, comedian David Chappelle, and podcaster Joe Rogan are just a few of the liberals surprised by the leftist blowback I used to receive on campus. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free copy of Kirby's booklet, A Biblical View on Racism, go to viewpoints.info/racism. That's viewpoints.info/racism.